Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and your friends around the country, around the world. They've got internet access. Best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www. Well, you actually don't need that anymore. It can be just Martha Norwalk. And .com, click on Listen Live link, upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream. Oh. I cracked myself up. So we were getting off the love train, getting back on, because I did something like right at the end. I was like, and I just, and anyway, man, it is just so good to get moving again. I know, because I keep flashing back on, you know, having to be so cautious outside.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stiff stepping.
I even had to be, because I had taken, you know, stepping outside in my slippers, you know, to grab the hummingbird feeder, to check if it's warm, you know, and all of that, and step back in, but my feet would get wet, and then I could slip on my kitchen floor. So I had to be double careful. Anyway, it's fun to bop around here and carpet and dry feet, and it's really nice. So, thank you, Love Train. All righty then. It is the third hour of Second Sunday of the Month Show, and that means best bioenergetic synchronization technique, Rasmussen Reset and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. You can check him out at his website, healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. I believe you're also, Facebook is Healing Ministry.
Healing Ministry for Animals on Facebook, yep.
And then you have a YouTube channel that's Nels Rasmussen.
Nels Rasmussen YouTube channel.
And I have questions about that, so you bring me back if I forget by the time I get done with this. Then Linda Rasmussen is here. You can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. You can also call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. I'm going to remind you again to take advantage of this silly lady because she's giving away free sessions to, you know, if you would like a free introductory session, all you got to do is call or text her. You can do it remotely or in person. Number to call or text is 206-841-1992. All right, Dale. What did I say I wanted to ask you about?
YouTube channel.
Yeah. Okay. Now, my question is, because prior to, you know, you had an issue for a while, which you have shared with everybody on the air about the Veterinary Association saying, oh, you're practicing veterinary medicine without a license. And you had to figure out how to, because of course you're not, and had to figure out how to make what you're doing work without getting into trouble. And you straightened all that out.
Right.
But in the process of all of that, you had, I think you had more than 50 before and after videos of paralyzed dogs and the amazing healing after working with you and all of that. But you had to take all that stuff down and you were redoing it. So my question is, Is all of that stuff back up on the YouTube channel we can see, or just some of it, or any of the process, or what's going on with
okay,
that?
Okay, so I have gone through my YouTube channel, and I've put up all the original videos.
Okay.
I did some that I kind of doctored up with the spiritual healing language stuff.
Right. They
didn't have as much traction, first of all, and they didn't really necessarily address some of the issues that people want to know about.
Right.
So I put those ones in the hidden place on YouTube. And brought the other ones back up. And I put the disclaimer at the beginning. It's a short little blurb that says basically that these services are available to members of the private association only. And then the next little thing says historyforanimals.com for details. So that way people can learn about the private membership association, which is how we can work with each other outside of the public purview. This is a free show. And so I can do stuff here because I'm not charging anybody. But when it comes to charging money, I have to do it in a way that is not a public event, so to speak, which if you have a business that is about healing animals and you talk about healing animals and it's not a private thing like the association, well, then strange as it may sound, no matter what you're doing, it's pretty much veterinary medicine. So, and I do not want to take anything away from the vets. I mean, they do great work. I take my animals to vets.
Of course. And you say all the time, you don't treat or diagnose.
Yeah.
And the only reason we're giving any details is for our human understanding and so that we have a radio show that makes sense and you can follow what's going on. But when you're actually working with them privately, you know, they're not grilling you about what's going on because they just tune into you or your animal and the human or animal tells them what to do.
It's exactly the energy that we need to balance comes forth. We know what to do. It doesn't matter what the outward manifestation is, what the symptoms are. We just get it balanced and
Wonderful.
Let nature take its course.
Wonderful. So, you know, basically you just open the flow and then the body balances what it needs to do.
Right.
And really quite simple. But I didn't know what to tell folks if all the videos are accessible or not, because there are some great videos up there. And many, I mean, because I think your claim to fame, I mean, originally what really got my attention were these physical recoveries and healing, so to speak.
Right.
And we're talking paralyzed dogs from the waist down. No drugs, no surgery, and usually 4 to 7 treatments with nails spread out over time. These dogs are up and walking and doing great. And it's absolutely miraculous to watch these videos. And the really miraculous thing, remember we say all the time, it's energetic, so there's no issue with distance and so forth. Well, some of these animals, Nels has never met in person. He's right. never had his hands on. They're in different states or different countries, and you work through the owner or instruct the owner. And so these healings have happened without you ever even being present there.
That's true. And it's as Linda was saying earlier, it's all about the energy that's already there inside. And mm-hmm. we're just allowing it to do its normal thing instead of be all blocked up with the response to traumas and stresses.
Now, so if you've got a question for Dr. Nels or for Linda Rasmussen, if you would like a free treatment for yourselves or your animal friends, all you got to do is pick up your phone, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569, 888-298-5569, and remember the one.
And as we wait for callers to come in, this is actually a dog from one of our previous callers, Roberta. It's her dog, Boomer.
I was going to say that looks like a Blue Merle Mini Aussie, yeah. but I know it's not the one I saw yesterday because I don't recognize it. That's Roberta's dog?
Mm-hmm. She just sent us an email
Boomer.
With a picture of Boomer.
All right. So hopefully that's the dog you tuned into.
That was Nels. The very one.
Is although, that the one?
Although that's a better picture than I have, Roberta. So if you're still listening, please send me a copy of that as well.
Ah, okay. Yeah, because that's a great picture.
That's a great picture of Boomer. He's such a cute fella.
Yeah, he really is. And Blue Merle Aussies have a special place in my heart because when my parents got older and they were no longer capable of raising puppies, I would often rescue or find them adult dogs. And one of the dogs that they had was a Blue Merle Australian Shepherd named Sage, mm-hmm. and he actually came from Tess, the gal that owns Stargazers in Bellevue. And he lived a wonderful life with them, but they're high powered dogs and you need to know what you're doing, usually with them. But, I love working with the smart, sensitive models cause they've got all the potential and boy, those little mini Aussies are usually really sharp. That's great. Now, as I understand, I think you should have another photograph up there cause, we don't have calls to go to. So while if there are any of you out there, you want to pick up your phone soon before we run out of time, 425-373-5527. But we're going to take advantage of the fact that we don't have callers at the moment because Linda Rasmussen needs brother Dr. Nels Rasmussen to work on one of your kitties. Is that what's going on here, Linda?
Yes, that's what's going on.
Okay, so why don't, Linda, welcome to Animal World. What can we assist you with today?
Yeah, so my partner and I love cats, and we started to adopt adult cats because we've understood that they weren't as adoptable.
Right.
And so about 7 or 8 years ago, we adopted Baby, who is a short hair female tabby, buff tabby.
And she's the one that's curled up in a little snuggle ball on our screen?
Yeah. And she has been having some issues. One of them is a cyst that's up near her right, the base of her right ear. It's on her neck. Mm-hmm. And it keeps filling up, and we've had it drained a couple times, and the other day she drained it herself all over the house, which was quite a bloodbath.
But oh dear.
And she just hasn't been feeling too good. She's also got a growth inside of the ear that's on the same side as the cyst.
Dear.
So I work on her myself, but in energy work a lot of times it's really, really helpful to get more than one energy in the picture. And I know that Nels has worked on Baby before, and she could use some special attention right now.
Right. So, yeah, and it was interesting because I didn't know about the symptoms really. And so the very first thing that I found was energy blockage on the left atlas, just behind the left ear.
So that's the opposite side of yeah. where, then that's what you were describing earlier. That's yeah. often most, where the problem is, that side is the hot energy side.
Right.
So you're directed to come in on the low energy side to pull and bring the energy back in balance.
Yeah, that seems to be the case.
So and, that seems to what presented here.
Right. And it's interesting, with Roberta's dog Boomer, on the other hand, I was directed pretty much right to the area of trouble. So, but then that's a kind of a special thing when you think about it, because that is an intervention as opposed to the natural response of the body to whatever's going on. So the intervention was the area where the low energy was on the right side of Boomer. When
yeah. Now, and I know, Linda, you said that sometimes it's nice to have another practitioner mm-hmm. and so mm-hmm. forth. And I know sometimes with me, I'm too emotionally involved with my own animals to trust my intuition a lot of the time, unless it really smacks me. But on the other hand, I'm telling people all the time that for me, it's like worth working with both of you, not having to just pick one or the other. Because you know, even though one of you works more on animals than people and the other more on people than animals, you do both.
Mm-hmm.
And you are trained in the same techniques.
Mm-hmm. The same basics, yeah.
The same basic foundational mm-hmm. technique, which, of course, you've learned and added and grown from and all of that. But it's the same thing. But what I find with these energetic modalities and so forth, even when it's one like this best that anybody can be trained to learn how to do, how the energy comes through, how powerful it is, how it, whatever, seems to be different with each one that's doing it. Like mm-hmm. I find if I work with Nels, it's a different energy than if I work with Linda. But it isn't like a better or worse, good or bad. They're both equally powerful and wonderful. It's just different.
Right.
Yeah. Now I'm also wondering now, Nell, so you worked on baby.
Yes.
Now, what about, because we usually, when somebody calls in, mm-hmm. we do the double whammy. Do you mm-hmm. need to work with Linda, too?
Well, that's a really good question.
Mm-hmm.
Let
yeah.
me find out.
Okay. No, you're not asking Linda. You're doing your
right.
little intuitive thing.
Right, exactly.
See what spirit says.
And I'm seeing, is there an energy that is not babies that's interfering? And I do get a yes. It's not you, Linda. it's actually Linda's partner.
So
I can kind of work in the background without, you know, a lot of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
If you think that Kate...
I think she's open to
yeah.
it, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we don't necessarily need to connect with the partner and have it, because you're giving permission,
well,
and Nels can just do your
yeah.
thing there?
Yeah.
Right, right. But, and there's so many different avenues we have for balancing the energy. Some of it can be like what Linda's doing with people today on the phone here, on the radio, mm-hmm. Just talking about the situation, having them think about it. I can do the work much more similar to, and in this case, the partner's energy is best handled similar to what I do with the animals. So that's what I'm going to do while we go to break.
Okay. And look at that. He's been doing this. He knows what time it is. We will. I understand that the phones have been ringing. We have callers to take care of. So we're going to take care of advertisers as soon as we come back, we'll go back to the phones. And in the meantime, Nels will continue with the baby, Linda, and partner thing and get all that straightened out. And then we'll put Linda back to work with Nels with our callers. So stay right where you are. If you want to pick up a line, do it quick, 425-373-5527. And otherwise, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're almost midway through the last hour of this week's show. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And golly, Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here, Linda Rasmussen is here, and we're taking phone calls and getting free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. And since we're in the last hour and we are controlled by the clock, we're going to get right back to business. And let's see, we are headed to Auburn. And Lynn, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen. Morning, Lynn.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hey, what can we help you with today?
I had called, I think it's been 2 weeks. There was a lot of snow in between. And about 2 weeks ago, talking about Clifford, my big yellow lab, and he has problems intermittently with worrying about going up and downstairs his feet on the floor. He worries if someone accidentally bumps.
Oh, that's right. Okay, now I'm remembering. Now, all right, now you, Lynn, you have to help me that if I'm remembering these details, because I told her specifically to call today for you, Nels.
Yes. Okay.
And that's because, now this Clifford has, you know, he's a big, huge yellow lab, and he has real problems going up and downstairs, not because of physical injury or stuff, but it doesn't work well. Well, so she, right. When she called in before, it was probably 3 weeks. Anyways, last Natasha Sunday, because we had Natasha tune in and look at what was going on. Well, she had a really interesting evaluation. She looked at the energy and she said his mind isn't connected with his body and the energy doesn't ground into his feet.
Mm.
His
wow.
feet aren't,
yes.
That there's a disconnect and he doesn't ground in. Isn't that what she said, Lynn?
That's right.
And then we did some work with it. Anyway, so what we got was that Nels and Linda, you guys need that you would be able to help him. So right. I don't know. Have you worked on dogs that their mind, the brain isn't connected with the body and they aren't grounding down?
Actually, in essence, almost all the animals I work with have that to some degree, particularly the paralyzed ones. I mean, their mind body connection is just like hardly there, you know? So you could say he might be in a pre paralytic state. Not that he's going to go there, but the lack of connection is a serious issue. So now how old is this dog?
Yeah, how old is Trooper? Or excuse
Clifford.
Is Clifford?
Clifford is 7. He'll be 8 in April.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Now, and did you notice any improvement with him after Natasha talked to you about him?
It's kind of intermittent. Sometimes he'll come up and down the stairs fine. It's when he thinks about it a lot. You know, he gets kind of discombobulated.
Right,
but,
right.
He's been probably doing to the better side.
Yeah, because it seemed like, yeah. You know, we really felt, and both Natasha and my, that this work would be really good for him. I just don't know if one treatment is going to do it or whether
right.
it might be a series of things. And maybe you'll have an intuition once you're
right.
done working
I'll,
on him.
Right, I'll go through a process here, see what I find, and then we can talk about how much
he's right next to me. I'm standing up, and he's laying right next to me.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. I've got connections going on the right side of his neck, about midway between ear and shoulder, and then another one. Not quite to the bottom of the rib cage. He's got another area of blockage. It's kind of like we want to attract the energy from the front end down to the back end.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
That's sort of how I feel about it when I'm doing it. It's not in my mind that this is what must happen and I'm doing it. It's more like when I do these, I get the sense that that's what's happening is we're enticing the energy to move further than it is
right.
and make a better connection. But there's a lot of... people and animals who I think have this to some degree where they don't quite know what their lower body or the sensations from the bottom of their feet, they haven't got a good clear idea of what the message is that's coming into the brain. So if they can't figure out what they're feeling coming up through their feet, then they can't really send a signal to tell it what to do because they're just like, well, I don't know what's happening down there. I don't know
right.
what to tell it.
Uh-huh.
So... anyway,
yeah, that's how he behaves.
Yeah. So I'm getting a really good connection here now going on this.
Well, and I'm
points.
Very hopeful, Lynn, that you're going to notice a shift in Clifford after this work with Nels.
That'd be wonderful. This has been going on for pretty much all his life.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's why I'm saying that, you know, maybe there might need to be some follow-up work. I'm also, what was coming in my right brain as I was thinking about this and talking to you, was that another thing that could be helpful, and my sense is that it would be best helpful after, you know, the network, Nell's work, would be you could have Jude Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center do a remote for Clifford. And
okay.
Because the acutonics and the forks, she could really ground, you know, the bottom of his feet and ground the energy in, you know. But anyway, I'm seeing it as a thing coming after what you're doing because you get everything flowing.
Right.
And then if needed, we could have Jude do some grounding work and so forth. So keep
okay.
that in mind that he might need a remote with Jude to finish the grounding, but we
got to
figure out what Nels comes up with here first.
Okay, so as we talked about earlier in the show, priority is a thing, right? We have to work with what's in priority, and
right.
it's kind of like a combination lock. If you've got a combination that takes four numbers, it's important what order they go in.
Yeah.
So it's kind of what we're doing here.
Gotcha.
And so I've balanced, there's a couple of very significant connections I just made all on the right side of the body.
Mm.
And that's what had to happen right now. So we got that done. And I'm getting that this is a program, this is going to take a bit. This is not
okay.
a one-shot deal. Probably 3 or 4 sessions before we really have got all the connections made and the juices flowing where they need to go. So
well, and that makes sense because Clifford's pretty much been this way his whole life, and what he's 7, almost 8 years old now.
Yeah.
So that's a long time pattern.
Right.
And so it makes sense that it might, and that was kind of my sense that this will take some treatment. So. Best way to proceed, I would assume, would be to have Lynn contact you through your website.
Yeah, if you can do the website, healingministryforanimals.com, and hit the contact us button and just remind me of our conversation here. And if you don't do computers, you can do my phone number at 425-238-2668.
425.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'll be in touch then.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think, you know, and I think it's like I told you when Natasha was on the air, from what you're describing with him and for everything I know, this work is the best.
Right.
to if there's any way to bring him through this and maintain it, it's with this work. And then now we know that. But once, well we should have yes. Probably Linda needs to work on you too. We need to make sure they're whatever's connecting. So are you okay with Linda working on you, Linda?
Okay, yes.
I mean, Linda working on Lynn. And then I think once the work is done with Nels, you know, and we do a series like you said, then we can see if there's any more grounding work needed. That's when Jude would come in. At least that's kind of my sense at
this point.
All right, so Linda, you go ahead and take over.
Yeah, hi, Lynn.
Hi.
So I'm just going to invite you to think the sky is blue. The sky is blue.
Easy thought today.
Yes, the sky is blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking for another date, so it takes a little bit of time.
I'm amazed how you come up with this. And sometimes we recognize the date, sometimes we don't.
Right.
Doesn't really matter. And for a date.
All right. So I'm going to have you set aside the blue sky and focus on this date. May 17, 2015. Just holding that date in mind.
So May 17th, 2015. You just hold that date in your mind.
And then set the date aside and put your attention on the feeling of dependable. And the number three, dependable three. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking to the left, keeping your face directed forward, rolling your closed eyes to the left, and taking a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can as you think dependable. Three.
All right, Lynn, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking to the sideways to the left. Taking a deep breath in and holding it as long as breath, all the time thinking.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward and then letting your head rise. And now letting the date, May 17th, 2015, back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And so the affirmation is going to keep the energy flowing is I embrace the feeling of dependable. And to amplify the energy of dependable, just notice all the different things that are dependable, the way your body is dependable, the way the weather is dependable, whatever comes to your mind as dependable, just let yourself notice that. And you just want to keep thinking, I embrace the feeling of dependable.
I embrace the feeling of dependable. All right.
I embrace the feeling of dependable. Perfect.
All right, Lynn. Now, you know how to contact Dr. Nels through his website or by phone. And you can follow with that. We've got Linda working, Linda's work as well. Wouldn't hurt for you to call us next Sunday when Natasha is here. A, because you can give us an update on what, if anything, transpired this week and what you noticed. But we could also have her look at the energy again and see what this work is, you know, what one treatment or has done. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. So we'll talk. We'll get an update from you next Sunday. Sounds good.
Thank you all so very much.
All righty, Lynn. You're Happy welcome. New Year, and thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye-bye.
All right. Do we just have one caller left? All right. Let's go ahead, since it's the last hour and we don't want to upset Nathan's apple cart. You know, got to keep him happy. Let's take care of advertisers. And then we have lots of time to spend with Karen. And again, guess what? We get to do horses. Horse. So, there we are. Woohoo! So stay tuned, everybody. The horse is coming up. Oh, did everybody love, who was it, the talking horse?
Mr. Ed.
God, he was my favorite. I loved that show. Anyway, okay. Mr. Ed, coming up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Mm-hmm. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more. On Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And this hour, we've heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Great classes, most popular class of the year, the Art and Science of Raja Yoga. That starts on January 20th, and it's a 13-week-long class on Thursday evenings, either in person or remote. And the early bird special, which I understand is a substantial discount, only lasts through today. So if you want to get into that Raja class, you need to go to anandawa.org. You need to sign up today if you want the substantial discount. All righty. We also heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You can reach him at healingministryforanimals.com. Click on contact, fill out the little form, tell him you want to talk. He does a free phone evaluation and can set you up with the do-it-yourself-at-home program or remote treatments or in-person treatments, you name it.
I should say that all of the programs that I have where I work with people, they all get the DIY program too, the do-it-yourself program, and me helping them make sure they're doing it right because it's part of the process. It's the it's their homework between sessions.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, say that again.
So the do-it-yourself program is part of any other program I do.
It's
so
included.
You can get it as a standalone, or if we decide you need more than that, it's part of the package.
Oh, so you include, all right. Yeah. Okay, so everybody you work with, like if you do a series of treatments,
right,
you include the do-it-yourself with them.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
Is that something new you started to
do? No, I've been doing that forever.
You just haven't really said that.
it occurred to me that I should say that.
Cool, yeah, definitely. Absolutely, that's great. So the way you get connected is healingministryforanimals.com. But if you don't do computers, you can use your phone. Not now, he's on the radio, but after the show you can call him, 425-238-2668. 425-238-2668. While we're at it, Linda Rasmussen is verticalenergyworldwide.com. And if you call or text her, she's giving a free introductory session for new clients. And all I got to do is call or text 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Remember the wonderful New Pro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out at newprosupplements.com. And, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. Shoot me an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com or just call me, 360-217-7258. I'll talk to you for free, too, on the phone about your dog friends. If they're out of control, you need help, just call me, 360-217-7258. All righty, I think we covered all the bases, and so let's get off to Mr. Ed, except it really isn't Mr. Ed, but oh, geez, did I love that show. I think, you know, it was a children's show, but the humor in that show was way above kid level. It was very subtle. It was, as an adult, I loved that show. I love Mr. Ed. Anyway, we're heading to Ferndale. Karen, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Thank you, you all.
Yeah.
Tell
us what we can help you with.
A horse, Arabian Chestnut Cooper, 12 years old. I've called him before, and this is something I've been working on for a long time, is he gets, not at this point in time, summer itching so bad that he's just...
Did you say summer itching? Like,
yes, spring and summer itching.
Oh.
Where he gets, you know, scabs, and the other horses don't respond at all to it. He does. He has a reaction. So the vet and I, we did homeopathic injections for quite some time, and that worked somewhat, and then it didn't. So I'm just going to keep at it because he just suffers, so... trying to figure out.
Well, now we're still in winter, so is Trooper not having any problems now?
He's not having any problems right now. I'm just trying to get ahead of it.
Gotcha.
that's a great idea, by the way, because once they're having their response, then sometimes you have to overcome a sort of momentum that the body has in this response. So getting at it right now may be just the way to keep that whole system from starting up in the first place.
Yeah, right. And just you saying that, Karen, is a red flag for me, because you got to keep in mind thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So it's a fine line between, you know, doing something ahead of time prophylactically to ward off, which is really good, having Nels work on. But we also don't want you dwelling in the fear and expecting this to absolutely happen.
Right.
Because,
right.
You know, you don't want to be giving it energy with your mind. You want to see this work being done on Trooper and him then cruising through spring and summer itch-free. Okay, rather than focusing, that's just something else to remember in this process. I can see that Nels, though, is definitely working on a horse because his arms are spread out here. So Trooper's in the studio with us now.
That's right.
So now I know you work on horses from time to time. Are you getting like normal work points for horses? Or
yes.
Is there anything?
Yeah. There's a point on the side of the neck, right side I'm starting on here, and then further down the back. A little bit before you get to the last rib. So I've got two connections I'm making right now. And while I'm doing that, I'm feeling that there's it would be a good idea for Linda to tune in as well and do what she can with Karen.
Okay, Karen, are you all right with Linda helping you out?
Absolutely.
Okay, Linda, take it away.
All right. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Linda.
So we're just going to start with you thinking the sky is blue. Just feeling relaxed. The sky is blue.
I'm checking to make sure that's true. It is.
Okay, and then setting that aside, I'm going to invite you to think, I believe I belong. I believe I belong.
I believe I belong.
And then setting that aside, putting your attention on the feeling of satisfied. And the number five, satisfied five. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking down at your chin. And I invite you to do some very slow, deep breathing, just taking a very long inhale, doing this into the abdomen and out of the abdomen, and then exhaling. Very lengthy, slow exhale, continuing to think satisfied, five.
Yeah, all right. Eyes closed. Slow, deep breathing, is that what we're doing?
Yeah, eyes are looking down at the chin,
and
closed eyes.
Closed eyes, behind those closed eyes, looking down at your chin, holding deep breath as long as you're comfortable, letting it out, replacing when you need to, thinking satisfied, and the number five. Satisfied, and the number five. Oh.
Good job, Karen. Go ahead and breathe normally. And then just with your eyes open, letting your head tip forward, tucking the chin. We're just trying to stretch the back of the neck a little bit and then letting your head rise. And then letting yourself go back to the thought, I believe I belong. And that is complete.
Yay.
So I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied is the affirmation to keep this energy flowing, keeping your system balanced.
All right, so I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied. Now, some interesting things in that call. I mean, I've never heard you, Linda, start out that way, you know, with a mm-hmm. statement like that. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting that that came through.
Yeah, sometimes the interference pattern is associated with a belief that we have. And so what we want to do is lift up a belief that is actually not necessarily fully accepted yet by our system. And a sense of belonging is something a lot of people struggle with. Myself included, and it's a root chakra issue. It's really about our feeling that we really belong here in this life. And so we just want to make sure that we really feel like we do.
All right.
So we just cleared all that away.
Okay, but I noticed, Nels, you also doing some things with your hands and stuff I hadn't seen you do before. So were you do something? Were you was that Trooper? Was it Karen?
Yeah,
both?
What
What was going on?
Yeah, that was Trooper. But the reason it looks different is because, you know, horses are much bigger than dogs.
Okay.
So yeah, when you saw this last one over here, where I had my hands off to the side, I was kind of like hugging his neck and working on two points, one on each side. Okay.
Gotcha.
So. So I'm right there with Trooper.
So it had more to do with the fact you're working on a horse, not a dog or a cat.
Right.
Like you're here. Okay, well, I just, you know.
I did find significant things to do there, and all on the right side at this point. That's what was in priority.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a kind of thing where working with me either remotely with a Zoom video type thing and, you know, having me guide Karen through the points would be good.
Right.
Or me actually doing them in person, because I do get into Ferndale once in a while. So, you know, another
option. All right. So it would be good for you, Karen, to follow up with Dr. Nels. Do you have his contact information?
Yes.
All right. Now, the other thing, it also wouldn't hurt for you to call in next week when Natasha is here with me. You know, because she can, you know, as an unbiased intuitive, I mean, she can just look at the energy and we could have her look at this history of the all that history stuff. And I know you've, you know, the itchy and with the vet and all of that and see what she comes up with energetically. And we can also have her look at the energy of now that Trooper's been worked on. Is that helping resolve? And did you felt like this would be some ongoing work needed to fully get through this, Dr.
Right.
Nels?
And beyond the just pure energetic part that we just did, but the tactile information that happens when somebody touches, I can guide people through it while I run the energy, and that works pretty much, as far as I know, it seems to work just as well as when I'm there. But some people, for the level of confidence, like to have me around and touching because I know exactly where to touch and how to do it.
So. All right. Okay, Karen, you have your marching orders.
That is so wonderful. Thank you all.
You're welcome. Happy New Year. Thanks for calling
Happy
Animal
New
World.
Year to you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, couple of things to clean up before we're off the air. First, no current events because there's nothing new. We don't need to spend. So if you want to know what's on current events, just go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, and everything's listed there, but there's nothing new to tell you about, okay? It's all future stuff coming up. Maybe we'll do it in person, maybe we won't. That's kind of the state of the art. And I promised you my animal TV report because Stacy and I used to watch animal TV on Saturday nights together. I mean, you know, and text back and forth, but she's been in Hawaii and all of that and haven't had, well, anyway, there hasn't been any good animal TV on. It's all been American Zoo stuff. And then a couple of weeks ago, the Saturday nights on Animal Planet, they went to, crikey, it's the Irwins. I can watch that zoo show because it's Australia and the energy's different, but I'm still not all that thrilled with, you know, zoo, anyway, stuff. So I've been looking around. Well, last Saturday night, and I had seen this in the schedule before, and I believe it was on NBC. And there were several of the shows running. I think they didn't have anything. It was Christmas weekend or New Year's weekend or something. Anyway, the show was called When Nature Calls. And when I saw the previews, and I'd seen it on before and hadn't had a chance to watch it, because anyway, so I thought, oh, and that beautiful photography of wild animals and wildlife. And I thought, whoa, this is spectacular. So I tuned in. And then the premise of the show is they show this phenomenal footage of wild animals and wildlife and nature all over the world. And it's spectacular. But then the point of the show is they dub over human voices speaking for the animals in different scenarios.
Sounds like one of those.
Well,
YouTubes.
This could have been done very well. Unfortunately, it was not. And the talking scenarios make these animals look even more worse than stupid humans. And it is the most disgusting dialogues, and anyway, I'm watching this, and it's like, I can't enjoy the beauty of the photography because what they're having these animals say is so stupid and makes them look so stupid. It's just, anyway, I want to gag me with a spoon. I'm telling you right now, turn the volume down if you want to watch When Nature Calls. Enjoy the photography, but don't listen to the human voice dub overs because it's just stupid.
Okay.
And disrespectful for our animal friends. So that's Aunt Martha's opinion. Okay, now, when you get done here, Animal World, we're out the door. You leave your channel right where it is because you can hang with Nels for another hour. Dr. Nels will be up after Animal World with Mystic Radio, Past Life People and Pets. And that's him and, you know, Robin, Alexis, and Nels have phone calls and all of that. And were you guys able to do live shows throughout this holiday season and snow and stuff? Or?
We took a couple of weeks off just before New Year's. We did not do live shows then, but we just did a live show on Wednesday.
So this will be a repeat of Wednesday's live show. So it's
Wednesday's
a new show.
It's a new show, and it was a good one. We're Robin and I really got some good chemistry going with what we do with people. It's a little different than what Linda and I are doing, so it's kind of a fun way to experience the tag team approach.
Yep, so it's a great show to listen to, so just you leave your dial right where it is and listen to Dr. Nails on Past Life People and Mystic Radio, Past Life People and Pets, with Robin and Alexis, and you can tune into the live show every Wednesday at noon right here on KKNW.
Right.
12 to 1. But if you want to call in, yeah, you got to call in right at noon to get in the queue because they have to do Slam Dunk. Next week, behavior training and healing with me and personal awareness coaching and communication with Natasha Venter. Nathan, thank you. Stacy, thank you. Dr. Nails Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen, thank you, thank you, thank you. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.